This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the program. In this one, I wanted something different, something random. I just want to talk phones, random phones, and this is from my collection. And I started really thinking about the red phones that I had because earlier this year I started pulling out old phones from my bin, and you know what? I just started cycling through the phones just to make sure their batteries don't die out. I had an iPhone for my wife from some time ago, and I learned that if you don't turn on that phone after a while, the battery kind of dies out. And sure enough, it did. I had to replace that stupid battery. Freaking A, man. But anyway, on to better things. Those phones that I still hold on to that I love today. My first red phone, and that's kind of the theme of all this, is the HTC One M8. This was the first red phone I've ever gotten. And a funny story behind this one, when it launched back then, I think this was March 2014 when the M8 launched. Back then, we all would basically upgrade based on contracts. So if you were up for renewal, then you would get it. Well, I had the silver version of the HTC One M8, and that means I just upgraded. So when they released this limited edition color, I was jealous because it looks so awesome. And not to say that silver didn't look good. Silver is my favorite color, and honestly, red does not even register my top five favorite colors. Of myself personally. So why do I have red all over the place, like on my show logos and everything? I don't know, maybe just the boldness of it, I guess. But anyway, I was in denial. I guess I should make space for red on my top five favorite colors of all time. So I was walking around shopping with the wife, and there was a Verizon Wireless official store, not a corporate store, that was in this plaza in Costa Mesa, California. And I happen to walk in, and like, hey, you guys have the red version of this HTC? He's like, yeah, we do, but you're not up for renewal, and we do have one more left. I put down $67 before taxes. I remember that, because that was like, I don't care, give it to me, I'll take it. And this is probably the last one that was new in the box, because it was just awesome, and no regrets. I still use this phone to this day. I've called this, for those of you that are familiar with my program, know this phone. This is my favorite Android phone of all time. And I just recently installed Lineage OS on this guy, and it wasn't easy because you had to unlock the bootloader and do S off on a freaking Verizon phone. So if you're curious about that, let me know in the description down below as to how I did it, and I'll chime in with the tools that that I did in an upcoming episode if there's enough of an interest on that. But anyway, HTC has done an excellent job with colors over the years, and when they partnered up with Microsoft to launch basically a new set of Windows phones to try to get the attention of the market, I love what they were doing with their bold colors. So I had to also get the HTC 8X. And you know, it's basically a Zune, and HTC built the Zune, and this one has Beats in it. So you know what? It still functions as a music player. I like it. You know, it doesn't operate as a Windows phone anymore per se, but I still enjoy it. You know, nice to have. So yeah, I still, you know, dive into these to the bin of antiquated devices every now and then just to tinker around with them. But anyway, over the past 2 years, I did get other devices. My first iPhone, officially, because the first iPhone that I got was a 5. I lasted for 24 hours and I returned it and I wanted to see it again. That didn't count. But this was the first iPhone I've ever kept. And I must say that this has impressed me. The experience with the iPhone impressed me, but that's besides the point. This is my favorite red variant of the iPhone, because this is the XR, because ever since then, the product red doesn't even look like product red anymore. Maybe the reason they changed it is because you can see here, that red is very bloody. Maybe that's why. Like, you know what? We don't want to look like this thing just bled out of the assembly line. And so they really brighten up the colors in the iPhone 11 and you just now the iPhone 12, which has become even brighter. It looks more orange than red, honestly. But yeah, this is the first truly red one I've gotten. But the one red phone that was elusive, because I really like black on it because it looks so executive. But when I saw it in red, I knew I had to have it. You guys know this one. My current favorite Android. The Samsung Galaxy Note. Not the Plus, just the Note. And yes, the color was definitely worth it. You know, let me readjust here. Now move that one to the side over there and bring you front and center so you're not warped. This is my current favorite Android. It was launched in 2018. It's 2.5 years old now. That's incredible. And this thing still flies as if it's just taken out of the box. And I really love this. But look, in the grand scheme of things, like, whoa, I didn't realize I had that many red phones. And I have to show you these other honorable mentions right now. So up on the screen, you should be able to see the BlackBerry Passport red. I did have that. I had the BlackBerry Key 2 Elite, also in red. And probably the best looking of them was the BlackBerry Key 2 Red Edition. Oh, those were nice. So yeah, I have had a lot of red phones. I didn't realize that until I was just messing around with my devices and just looking over history and like, wow, I really had that many. So yeah, normally though, silver is what I tend to have more of. And I'm kind of back in that silver phase where my devices now, anything new that I'm picking up is kind of silver, with the exception of the BlackBerry Priv that was only black. And I have had black devices throughout. But silver tends to be my default. I like it. And 2021 seems like I'm returning back to form with silver. And I'll let you know what I end up getting with that. But anyway, this is just a trip down memory lane. I wanted to show you my red devices. So now there's a question I leave for all of you. Who did it better? We don't really have any more HTCs beyond, like, I guess the HTC U12 Plus did launch in red. That was kind of hard to get a hold of, so I never got to see it myself. But I think that HTC did the better, but then again, what you see here, you have polycarbonate, you have aluminum, and two glasses. So between these two, I don't know, I think these both are quite unique, but who did it better? Because I might lean towards the Galaxy Note being the better of what has been done in glass. But in terms of beautiful aesthetics, it's this guy, the HTC One M8. Well, that's where I want to leave it, but I'm going to leave you with one last question. So let's wrap up. How many questions have I left you with? Do you want to see how I install Lineage OS on a Verizon HTC One M8? Have you been trying because you've been holding on to it and trying to give it some more life? Well then, let me know in the comments and I'll do a video just on that experience alone. Two, who did red better? I default over to HTC, but it's probably because it looks better on aluminum than it does on glass because it's so flashy. But if it's going to be glass, I lean towards Samsung. Three, what's your favorite color? Leave your answers in the comments down below. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the program. Check out my stuff at www.theandrewsegovia.com. For real estate resources, you can go to segoviares.com. And as always, I'll see you on the next one.